Hello, 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 and welcome to what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Shelby's World Podcast. It is Wednesday, June 2nd. We are into June. We are definitely into June.
Wow, wow, like this is amazing. It's amazing, man. It is so amazing. Like, we already in June. Like, what?
We're in June. So, we're in June.
It ain't never too late for what you want to do. We do just in June. You got 6 months to sell, baby, to do whatever you want to do. So it ain't too late. It ain't too late. But we is in June. We is in June, like, wow.
June. So, June being the halfway mark, it also starts hurricane season. It brings in the summer. It's a lot of travel. It's a lot of different things going on in June. You know, June has always been a busy month for the world because everybody's starting to get ready to unwind and step out into what they're going to do for the rest of the year. So we're going to talk about some things with the podcast today that we're going to be doing for June and throughout the rest of our summer. But before we jump into that, Queen, hit us with the sponsors.
Well, thank y'all for tuning in today. So our sponsors, you already know, like, the one and only Shelby's Bistro. Make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro on IG for all your event and catering needs you may need, especially for this summer because this is wedding season as well. Make sure you hit Shelby's Bistro up on IG. Our second sponsor is J2 Couture. You can hit J2 Couture up on IG as well, or Facebook, or at j2couture.com for all your beauty and fashion and all of that stuff, your wigs, your makeup, you know. J2 Couture is the place where you need to be for all your beauty needs at j2couture.com or on IG or Facebook. Huge shout out to our Freedom Train Radio team. Shout out to Joe and Patrick. Salute. Appreciate you guys. Let's keep this thing going, reaching all these different audiences. But last but not least, make sure you go to YouTube or IG and follow Shelby's World Podcast, SW Podcast. Come on, man. If you missed the brunch on Saturday, don't worry about it. We're going to get ready to do another one for y'all. Just wait on it. But thank you to all of our sponsors from the brunch. Man, we appreciate it. Big ups. Thank you for tuning in to Shelby's World Podcast.
So again, let me shout out our sponsors real quick because your sponsorship helped make our event possible. We're definitely gonna shout out a big shout out to Freedom Train. Freedom Train's on the shoulders of giants, and that's hosted by one of our founders of Freedom Train, and that's I always want to say the founder, but I gotta find, you know what, Joe, respond to me on here. Let me know about that, because when I say the founders, am I correct in calling out you and both Pat, correct when I say that, right? Just hit me up.
Let me know.
It's not that I have to introduce it or say it. It's just having the right information, you know. And then if this is on my mind right now, I don't want to forget about it. But definitely a big shout out to Freedom Train's own On the Shoulders of Giants. We got to definitely, him and Pat both founded it. So yes, I was correct.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So to the founders, but one of our founders On the Shoulders of Giants was one of the sponsors. And then we had S. Johnson Bow Ties. We had Dollar Beauty. We had Monroe and Park, Ayla Madison and Company, Link Up, of course, the Bistro, and of course, J2 Couture. So thank you all so much. We appreciate all that you have done. for us and continue to do just by being supportive to us. So yeah, we appreciate that. What's up? So we're going to jump right into the show because we're not going to hold y'all long today. It's been a busy week already, regardless if it's already Wednesday. It's been a busy week.
It's already June, so, you know, come on, really.
It's already June. It's definitely already June.
So you already know what time it is, Wednesday.
Freestyle Wednesday today. And, of course, you know, we're just trying to make it through the week because it's hump day. So anytime you get to Wednesday, you should start feeling a little bit more relieved.
I know I do.
I'd be exhausted by Thursday. So Wednesday be my we right now.
We almost to the halfway point before the weekend. Even if you have to work on the weekend like I usually do, it still be like, oh, I might have to work, but it's still the weekend. It's like Friday come and it's a whole nother different.
It's like the whole vibe, everything, Friday come, and we ain't even gonna go there
because when we get into that fall season and football season coming back, it really be a whole different atmosphere, whole different vibe, whole different air, and all of that old everything. So
right,
we'll talk about that when September get here.
but for now though those Fridays do be seeming like a breath of fresh air.
They do.
And especially if you do work Monday through Friday, you looking forward to Friday. If you work whatever days you work, I know everybody looking forward to Friday, just knowing that it's the end of the week and it's like ushering into some time for yourself. When you can get some of that, it always feel good.
Yes, indeed, that time.
Always. So
impact of the day today.
We got two quotes of the day. One of them I put up on our screen. I'm gonna show that on the screen. This is our quote of the day, one of them, and it says, "Lessons come often disguised as detours and roadblocks." Oprah Winfrey.
Often disguised as detours and roadblocks.
Yeah, and that's true because. A lot of things happen in your life and you don't have any understanding of it for the moment. You may think that it's just like a negative thing that's happening, but it may be saving you from another opportunity.
And it don't have to just be a negative thing.
It could be a positive thing
and it could be something that you just enjoy doing, but sometimes you know that it's a roadblock. Because you should never went down that path in the first place. And sometimes it just slapped you. But yeah, that's definitely true.
And so with lessons come often disguised as detours and roadblocks. So trying to take that apart. If you are walking into a new job and you think at that very moment that this may be the best thing for you and you immediately walk into a disaster, does that ultimately mean that's a negative thing?
No, because you could be that beacon of light that was supposed to be there to straighten everything out.
So those lessons, that's an example of one of those lessons that comes disguised as a roadblock, because the first thing a person that's new to a position is going to think when they walk in off the street is that this is a disaster. They just bought me and it'll fail, instead of them thinking of it as an opportunity to show their strengths. So, you know, I definitely agree with that statement that Ms. Winfrey said.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Our next quote of the day is, never let someone with the significance of a speed bump become a roadblock in your life.
Read that again. Read that again. Wow.
Yeah.
Never.
With the significance. I think that was blatantly like, you ain't even worth it to be telling me this. But never let someone with the significance of a speed bump become a roadblock in your life. So you giving them power that they don't even deserve.
They don't even deserve it.
And then they're utilizing that power to help you abandon things that you should be going to. So, yeah, I like that. Now, that one, I like the previous one, too. But that one is,
it'll bring you full circle.
Yes, yes.
It'll bring you full circle. Because we all done been through that. We done all been through that.
I like that one, Queen.
Yeah.
I like that whole...
We're going to have to post that.
I need to post that. That's the one. No, that's the one I'm going to have on our... For the page. I just put the other one on here because that was easier to put on here. But for the show's write-up of the day, I'm definitely going to use this one. This is why I saved
it. That's it.
Never let someone with the significance of a speed bump become a roadblock in your life. Author unknown. So it was definitely a very detailed quote. I like that. I think that it meant way more than a lot of people would take it for. Some people look at that and be like, you know what? That's good. But this other one says lessons often come dressed as detours and roadblocks. So maybe that insignificant speed bump is a lesson.
Is the lesson and the detour and the roadblock.
So, you know, people, you know, we look at things differently. So I definitely think that allowing someone that has no variance or anything in your life helping you to create or make decisions for yourself is like cruel and indecent exposure. I saw someone put up a post today. Well, probably a few days ago. It wasn't today. But the post said, as soon as I see that you got to get your friend group to be the last people that make the decision for you, I'm out.
Oh. Your friend group to make the decision for you. When it comes to your relationship, any decision
that you make, if I know that you're running to your friend circle as the ultimate definer of whether or not you're going to make a decision, Jesus.
You can't make no decision. That means you need validation.
And so what does that say to the man in your relationship or your partner or anybody that's in your life? If you got to run to other people at all times to make decisions for yourself, that's weird.
Weird, immature.
That's weird, Queen. I'm sitting there looking like, I saw it. Why would he even feel the need to have to even tell you this? But then I thought about it. I was like, it's different. It's different these days.
Yeah.
It's really different. People need validation.
They need validation and they want, look, is this the best decision for me? Nobody can make no decision when it come down to Candace, period. Now, I might take your advice and put it with my own advice.
But ultimately, you already know what you're going to do.
But half of the time, I know what I'm going to do from jump. Now, I might wait a while before I say what it is, because I'm still pondering, thinking, praying, and whatever else I do. But anybody else, child, please, before you even know, I done it anyway, then I'm going to come tell you. I ain't even going to be coming to ask you, because... And you know what? And I done been in a situation like, didn't ask somebody something. And then you get mad or they get mad with what your opinion is.
Yeah.
Or what you tell them. So it's just like, why come ask me?
Because sometimes it's just letting a person, it's not even about them getting a response from you. It's just that people feel they don't know how to deal with themselves. And they got to, you said it when you said validation, but it's also something like, the surety, like I'm too unsure of it myself to make a decision.
Let me see what they're gonna say.
Yeah, let me see what they're gonna say. Let me see if their decision can help sway my decision. Mm-hmm. Even though it's
then it depends on your friend group, who you actually want to be the one that you really want to agree with you, because everybody got that friend that they really out of the friend group that's like she know everything or he know everything.
Right. Now, going to talk to your friend, though, about certain things shouldn't be an issue. It's not, I don't think when the young man made the post, I definitely don't think he was speaking on you conversing with your friends. He definitely said, if that's your ultimate defining answer, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And I see that. And I like the fact that he stated that, because it's like, damn, I can't. You out here, you trying to date somebody who can't even make decisions for themselves. Are they looking to you to be that next person that's going to have all the answers too? Like, do you want that big of a responsibility in somebody's life? Hmm. You know? So, yeah. So the fact of the day, roadblocks don't mean failure. Slip-ups are actually part of the learning process as you retrain your brain into a new way of thinking. It may take a few tries to reach a goal, but that's okay. It's normal to mess up or give up a few times when trying to make a change. So remember that everyone slips up, and don't beat yourself up about it. Just remind yourself to get back on track. With this particular fact of the day, I thought about the goals, ultimate goals, because the show is pretty much about getting, you know, the quote and the fact is pretty much like jumping over hurdles to get to your next level. And I thought about goals with this particular show. And I was like, you know, this is cool, because we set a goal to do a brunch. We did the brunch.
Yes.
We're setting a goal to do promo tour. We're about to get ready to start on that shortly. And we set goals weekly to be podcasting, making sure that our shows are a continual flow of how we already operate. So goals are ultimate things that have to be fulfilled in order to get to the next area in your life. And people tend to think that any instance of something not going their way, that roadblock should just ultimately defeat them. No. So why roadblocks today was the goal is because I wanted people to understand you're going to be as many no's as you get, walk into those no's so that you can eventually get that yes. When you're passionate about something, you're never supposed to give up with the first no, the second no. It takes people hundreds of times to get something going sometimes just to make it work for them. So, yes. You know, I think that we tend to forget that everything doesn't happen overnight.
At all. And it never will. It never will. But you gotta take, and you got to know how to take the no too.
Yeah. Think about it like this, Queen. If a no is coming from a certain place, you know, those lessons and things that we were talking about that are disguised as detours and roadblocks, that detour that we may think is, you know, that roadblock we may think just maybe a detour to something else that's better, because that might not be the place for you.
That's true. That's true. Because it's always something better. But we be wanted, and like you say, when we passion, we be wanted so bad. And sometimes, like I said, you can cause your own self to detour because you went down the wrong road. You went down the road and you didn't read the sign that say dead end.
You skipped it.
Yeah. Because we be knowing it be in our gut. Like, But we just ignore it majority of the time. We just really ignore it.
Do you think ignoring it makes us feel better about the fact that make us feel better about ourselves? If we like, okay, I saw an obstacle, but I'm still gonna go get it.
Depends on probably what it is and who the person is. Cause sometimes you could, and then I always say, if you got a conscience about certain stuff, it's gonna bother you.
Yeah.
it's gonna bother you. But I think it depends on the situation. But we do, you know, we tend to go our own way sometimes. You know, but hey, that comes with the lesson.
It does. It really does.
That comes with the lesson. And, you know, I'm a believer, things just don't happen for a reason. Everything happened for a reason. So you were supposed to do that because it's a lesson. You were supposed to do that because it's a lesson in that, not just for you, but for somebody else as well. Because it's all, the lesson is for you too, but it's going to be somebody else that you're going to be able to tell that testimony to, that right. They're going to get something out of that as well. So,
right.
And then everybody gets something out of what you might tell different.
That's true too.
So,
and I definitely think that's true, because look how stories are written. It's a little crazy example, but I saw something on a social site a couple days ago, and it was talking about introversion, being an introvert. And somebody did something, I think I commented and said, this is the loudest introvert I've never met, LOL. And now, so the comment alone has gotten like over 2,000 likes or whatever, right? But I've noticed that under the comment, there are sub-comments. Introverts don't mean that you're not loud. You're only loud around people. You know, I know what an introvert is. The point of the matter is that him being an introvert has him doing things out of the norm around people he doesn't know. People who are introverts, they're very loud and they're very much so themselves when they're around people that they know and love and like. So yes, I know what that is, but it's the fact is stuff like that that make people not want to say certain things because you got to be worried about the criticalness that's going to come behind it. It's so much. So, yeah. So a lot of times you're either going to be fearful for making decisions and holding back on how you go with your decisions, or you're going to do it and then tell people later on, I did it this way. I failed that many times. Yeah. I'm back this way. I'm finna try it over here. Hey, now I done failed enough. I need some help.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you how you get it, but don't take yourself through so many obstacles when you have people in your circle to reach out to.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Don't create. That's creating roadblocks. All right, y'all. So we're gonna do a recap of the brunch. So this past Saturday was our first annual brunch, but it was kind of done to kind of commemorate the fact that last year during COVID, we couldn't celebrate our first annual podcast celebration. So this year it was in April. It's every April is our annual celebration. But we needed to get, it was so many things going on in April. It was so many things going on. Yeah. So we needed to give ourselves time to advertise the brunch, you know, do the sponsorships and everything for it. So we ended up doing it at the end of May. And it was a really, really good event. It was very filling. We got a lot accomplished. We talked about a lot. We ate, we drank, we were happy, we laughed.
Nobody ain't cried though.
Nobody ain't cried.
Nobody ain't cried.
So yeah, we had a good time.
That's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing because if we made somebody cry, we don't have got them too emotional.
Yeah. And then they're probably we didn't get on no touchy subjects.
Right. Right. We kind of kept it.
We got some good topics though. We had some good topics that came through.
Yes. And we kept it pretty much PG. Yeah. But even in the PG context, we discussed a lot. So ideas for the next brunch, and topics and stuff. We're always gonna ask our sponsors to get to drop topics and anytime you sponsor a podcast event, you are welcome to attend the event. I was definitely clear on that. I want to always state that, like, our sponsors are we want to cater to our sponsors like they cater to us. So, and the names of I mentioned all of the sponsored businesses. If you don't know the businesses, let me repeat that, because I need to make sure y'all know the names, because a lot of businesses aren't listed by their business names or whatever. They may use some of their names as well in the titles. But I do want to say thank you to Kimberly Dudley. She is the founder of Dollar Beauty and Monroe and Park. Yes. S. Johnson Bow Ties, of course, that's Seldrick Johnson, and Ayla Madison. J2 Couture is, of course, our very own Candace Johnson. Please. On the Shoulders of Giants is Joseph Ward. Shelby's Bistro is myself.
Yes.
Link Up is Darian Davis and the rest of the Link Up crew. So, but definitely the founder of Link Up, Darian Davis. So thank you to all of our wonderful sponsors. We appreciate y'all so much. Round of applause. I got to learn how to do the round of applause on here. I'm going to learn about the side effects. I'm going to learn about them. I promise. I'm going to get into it.
Let me just hit the button.
Right. So thank y'all so much, but we're already getting ready to plan another one. We're going to do the next one in the fall. We were thinking about doing another one in the summer, but we don't want to rush things because we do have a promo tour that we're going to be traveling with as well. So be looking out for our next one.
I got a lot of people was like, how did I miss this when I showed it in the stores? I was like, yeah, I posted it enough. I know you said. They was like, oh, next time, just inbox me with the flyer. I'm like, all right, that's just what I do then. But a lot of people was like, man, I cannot believe that I missed this. I was like, we having another one, so just pay attention.
I didn't do any personal, like, separate personal marketing. I only marketed to, social media outlets. And we talked about it on our show a lot. We talked about it enough, for it to be a marketing tactic. I didn't look at this to be a personal invite. I didn't want to make people feel like they needed personal invites, because sometimes I feel like personal invites get overlooked just as much as regular marketing invites. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to come, you're going to come. That's just how I look at it. We advertise it enough. So if you're going to come, you're going to come out. I don't care if you don't get the flyer directly. I don't care about any of that. I don't care if you don't come. I just want you to know that it was put out there. I don't want people to feel like they owe us a show up. If you can come, come. If you can't come, don't come. But I definitely do not be wanting to hear, why you ain't tell me? Why you ain't let me know? What happened? I talk a lot when I'm in my circle of people. When I'm on social media, I talk. When I'm advertising, I'm putting a lot of information even in that. So I know you've seen it, because a lot of people be liking your stuff. They don't even know what they're liking. They just be liking.
And I'm big on that, because I said, me and my friend was talking some years ago. And me and him, he was like, "You, Candace, you got to even watch what you like on social media." And when he said it, when he said it to me, I just thought about it. And I was like, we just be liking each other's stuff and don't even realize that we actually coming in agreement with what that person's saying, even if we don't really believe or coming in, and even if we're not even in agreement, but just because that's family, friends, stuff like that. When he said that, I started reading people's posts before I liked it. Yeah, I read them thoroughly. And when you had them real low ones, sometimes I don't even waste my time.
And that definitely, I'm skipping over it.
Yeah, so I watch what I know I've been trying to watch what I share because of us being with doing this, doing our other business stuff that we have, and just being who I am personally. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I gotta watch what I post, because there's people out here watching.
Yeah.
There's people out here watching you. So I was like, you know. But you know, that's why you got all your other social media sites that you ain't got really nothing but your close friends, and you just post whatever the heck you want. So you can go that way too if you want to, you know what I'm saying? And you can have certain social media sites. Well, this is what I want to post on here. This is what I want to post on here. And it's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with that, because you may not want to show all who you are on Facebook. That might be for your business and stuff like that. You might want to go over here to IG and just be like, girl, let's get loose. You know what I'm saying? So it's, I say, hey, do you, but yeah.
Do you. Definitely do you. And speaking of doing you, Joe just said what we got to do. Y'all got to freestyle for us.
Joe, I can't freestyle today with Joe.
Joe, give me some time to think about that, because I ain't trying to embarrass myself live on live.
Man, look, at least let me practice my freestyle.
Let me just write a rap first, and then practice it in the mirror, and then I come back and try to freestyle.
Joe, you be playing, bro.
Joe, I haven't done a freestyle since the enclosed hallway at Rickles.
Bro, let me tell you, if you get on my Snapchat, you'll hear me up there singing Dr. Dre and all that, rapping all that old stuff, Warren Dre and all that. Now, if you want to hear me rap, now you can get on there and follow me, because I'm always on there rapping something.
Joe, not about
but I'm rapping with the music. I'm rapping with the music.
Joe, not about to embarrass me on live like this. I promise you. No, Joe.
Take the question down, Queen. Just take the question down. Take the question down. Just take the question down. Joe, we gonna just put like that. Joe, I ain't got nothing else to say. Talk about freestyle.
Next time, Joe. Give me time to come get in the booth and practice.
Okay, yeah. He is not finna get on here like you and Patrick be over there.
Now I'm thinking about how we can get our we is working on somebody doing us the jingle. I wanted y'all to do y'all, but you and Pat be singing all the time and all that. I be feeling like, you know, who is this? Ah, he gonna laugh. I be feeling like y'all be dead serious on them on the uploads y'all be doing. I'm terrified if y'all do
my thing. Serious.
Fred, it'd be so serious. So, could we consider Joe or Pat for our jingle?
Oh, one can do the song and one can do the ad libs.
If we want hilarity, don't you think we should definitely put them on the jingle? Now, if you try to
Oliver, we don't want no scrubs.
I want to know, Joe. Are y'all going to be able to handle that responsibility?
Yeah, Joe. Come on. Joe and Pat, come on now.
Y'all going to be able to handle that? Like, well, Pat has a studio in his house. We can do it. Okay. All right, then. I'm going to see what y'all about then. So send us y'all.
What's the jingle?
The audition tape. Mm-hmm. Send us the audition tape. And let me put that in the comments form.
Yeah. He ain't on here today.
He probably busy today, John.
Oh, my God.
Send
Come on, Patty Joe.
And we're gonna look out for that. I want to see what y'all write for us. Let's see what that jingle be about.
Then I might freestyle.
Jingle freestyle. Y'all get us the jingle. We got y'all to
freestyle. Then I might freestyle. I ain't giving you no balls, boss. It might be one.
No, not queen, not one. You can't give me four balls.
I might give you two paragraphs, so that's two balls.
So you hear queen.
So like one what if I give you one good lengthy paragraph?
Yeah, it look like I'm gonna be freestyling. Let's talk some. Okay. We'll see. That sounds good. I will definitely discuss that. We'll set up a meeting to have a little conversation about that jingle. We'll see what y'all got. Okay, so I read something today. This is an interesting something that was quite interesting. Okay. I read today on MSNBC that TMZ had to pay over a $200,000+ fine for not posting a story, actual factual stories, about when Trump was president and about his mistress, the lady, well, the little. So TMZ was sued for not sharing an exclusive story when they had behind the scenes info about Stormy. Is it Stormy Daniels? I think her name was.
I think so.
About Stormy Daniels. They did the first interview on her. They hid the whole interview with all the facts and all of that because they were Trump supporters. So they've been sued now for over $200,000. Now,
well, who sued them?
I don't know. It didn't. I don't know.
Wow.
So
I'm gonna sue you because you ain't report the facts that I gave you.
Because they said that TMZ had the first breaking story, but they never went live with.
But isn't that their choice?
Well, I guess the thing is though, with certain of these news outlets, they pay certain people or they tell certain people they'll get paid for doing certain interviews.
You know what I'm saying? I know that part.
So if this person didn't make the money that they were supposed to make off of that interview with that exclusive, then
wow.
But you know, that's that white people stuff. So my thought process with that was when white people break the moral or civil laws, all they get is fines. Black people go to prison. So if this was a real issue, why, first of all, my first thought was, why is this even being published? Who gives a damn? Like, who really cares? This was a story about a side person, a prostitute. Like,
stop.
Are we really upset because somebody didn't go live with the story? Like, that's really the type of stuff we go crazy for.
And they probably, more than likely, they probably gonna win.
They did win. That's what I was saying. They got paid. They won the suit. They were fine. Hold on. Let me see if I can go find this girl. No, I can't. But yeah, they fined them and then actually had to pay for the fact that they didn't publish the story. Yeah.
Well, they say you can sue anybody in it these days.
You can't.
You're likely gonna win. So you ain't published my story, I'm taking you to court. For 250,000+ dollars.
Right.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and birthday to them. That's crazy.
I thought it was interesting to see that this particular outlet, they were only fined for not sharing a story, but it just goes to show you that if a white person has a temper tantrum about anything, in this country, they get compensated for it. So it's like straight compensation. And I'm sitting there thinking like, it's other things that we need to be worrying about right now. We worried about whether or not these people's story about Stormy Daniels is published or not. Girl, try. So yeah.
Way, 4 or 5 years ago when she was popping for them little moments.
So yeah, Chet, I just thought it was hilarious. I said, I gotta bring that up on Freestyle.
That's crazy, boy. Like, I ain't mad at them. Y'all got y'all money, though.
They got their money.
They
got paid for it.
But so, they'll post everybody's story for now.
Yes, exactly. So the next, so again, yes, thank you to all our wonderful sponsors. We're definitely going to be planning another one for the fall. Look out for that. It'll be a little bit more promo done too. I guess I'll do some paid promo on Facebook and stuff and on Instagram, you know, some of that stuff, because it was something that we wanted to do, pretty much just to celebrate our annual celebration as well, but kind of like, you know, let people know we finna get ready to go. We got some stuff going on.
Get ready, get ready.
Yes, popping up in a city near you. So
get ready.
You know, let's. So in June, the 11th through the 13th, we have Tampa, and the only reason why we only booked the one show in June is because June busy. Every weekend in June is pretty busy. We got you got Father's Day in June. I have a private event that I'm doing. And then I think it's just a lot going on in June. It really is. Like, it's the end of the school year for the kids. So, you know, parents are getting ready for summer and they start camps and all of that. So it's going to be a busy June. Yeah. So with that being said, we're not going to kick off all of June as a full month of traveling. And ooh, pretty queen.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. I have nothing to do today.
So we come into a city near you. So if you hear about any of these tour dates and we come into your city, hit us up. It's the loop for it's IT. I'm gonna put it in our chat. It's the loop for @gmail.com. And just let us know if you got something going on in your city during those weekends, and we'll pop by, give you a quick interview on the spot for one to help, you know, do a little promo for you and your business. And also, I spelled that all wrong. Trying to do it and not look down. so we're definitely gonna. We want to come to y'all city. Queen, what you want to say?
Go ahead. I said that's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. Like, I'm excited. Some people excited, you know, but I'm ready. I'm ready. June, I can't do June, but July and August, baby, let's roll. Let's get it. Let's go. Like, we got a lot going on, y'all. Like,
well, and Queen gonna do June too. I'm not gonna be with her on one of the promo stops that she does, and she won't be on me for the promo stop I do in June. We'll both be in June doing something, but it'll be at different times. So yeah, we're gonna do that. But July and August, we will be together on the promo tour. And when we come, so we definitely want y'all to get in contact with us before we get there. Way before we get there, at least give us some time so we know where we're coming.
Just hit us up.
And then in July, we have the 16th through the 18th, we'll be in Jacksonville. We're going to be down there with our boy S. Johnson Bowties, and we're going to do some promo with him. In Tampa, we're going to be doing some promo with Pedal by Rose Gold, and do some other stops in Tampa as well, because I had some other people hit me up. I got to, you know, have a convo with Queen about that, because either way, even though you're not going to be there, we still got to talk about it.
Gotcha.
So July 23rd through the 25th, we'll be in Atlanta for the Girl Get Up Tour convention. Queen, tell us about that a little bit.
This is good. Well, this will be the actually second part of this this event. The first one is going to be in Polk County, but it is my cousin Talisha Johnson's event. This is her second one that she's actually holding in Atlanta. Like, I'm excited. She's excited. One of my other cousins is one of her guest speakers, and another young lady that is from the same area that we're from that's going to be a guest speaker. So it's going to be exciting. It's empowering women. It's going to be vendors there. I want to say, I know the first one in June is actually a pop-up shop, and the next, she's actually having a two-day event in Fort Meade. It's going to be a pop-up shop on Saturday from 3 to 8 on Saturday with food vendors, clothes vendors, like everybody, people just selling stuff. Like, it's going to be nice. Music, food, just come out. We at the Fort Meade Community Center. The one in Georgia, once I get more details on the one for Georgia, I'll let you know to all y'all that's listening in Georgia. But if you in the surrounding area of Polk County, Lakeland, Bartow, Fort Meade, Winter Haven, Frostproof, all of that, come out to Fort Meade Community Center. And on June 26th, tickets are already sold out for Sunday, which is actually the Women Empowerment event. So I'm excited. I'm excited for her, and she is excited for SW Podcast to be in Atlanta on the 25th. So this is going to be good. This is going to be good. It's going to be good for everybody, and I'm just ready. So look, y'all get ready. More information coming about that one in Atlanta. Y'all just come out to where we at. Let us know where y'all at so we can come see y'all now. Like, look, let's start this relationship.
Yes. And also, I see Joe asking a funny question, but no question is a funny question. Joe, why y'all ain't going to Quincy? But he been funny. But however, let me say something to that point of the Quincy thing. Any of these tour dates that we're not on tour on the road will be in Tallahassee. So any surrounding areas that are having events during that time where we're in Tally, and that's probably what we need to update our flyer to say, Queen. I like them flyers you did, but what I'm gonna say, if possible on other dates, any dates that, you know, just make a note on it maybe, or maybe we can put it in the caption, but people look at flyers more than captions. So maybe we can say on there, whenever we're, you know, the dates that we're not on tour, we will be in Tallahassee and surrounding cities, so, or surrounding counties. So if you have something going on that you want us to know about, let us know.
Let us know.
Like, I just saw a flyer recently that said this coming Saturday, they're having a pop-up shop on the Florida Georgia Highway in Quincy. And I'm like, hey, we didn't even know about this. This would have been a really good opportunity for some more exposure for, Quincy. Joe, since you asking that, why you ain't find out about that?
I'm telling you, Joseph.
Joe.
Say your whole name, Joseph.
Joe, why you ain't tell us, Joe? So yeah, but we do have the promo tour. We're gonna be promoing that. We about to go ahead and start doing more promo of that now because we're about to jump on the road. We got our first real promo stop next weekend. And that's the Tampa. So again, if you're in the Tampa area and you got anything going on and you want the podcast to be there, I need to hit up Boston Vibes to see if we can come pop up in their studio and do them a little impromptu conversation since we're going to be in the Tampa area.
Might be something.
So, you know, we just letting you all know that we are on the road this summer.
Yes. I can't wait.
It's gonna be
first stop for me, gonna be Jacksonville.
Yes. So Queen, go ahead and let them know how we finna get up out of here, child. We gonna get on up out of here.
Well, y'all.
Before we get up, I forgot to say. Okay, so yes, the end of July God darn it, Atlanta, and then we have August. Now we have a Fort Lauderdale trip in August, and I'm trying, and I gotta. What date is that, Queen? I got it on the flight. You got it on the flight.
That's the 6th through the 8th.
Okay. So the 6th through the 8th, we'll be in Fort Lauderdale. So, And I know it'd be a lot of stuff going on out now.
Yeah.
So for all y'all, for Lauderdale people, Lauderdale, I know
Palm Beach, Cahokia, Vero Beach, all of that down there. Like y'all all know, that. Babe, all of it.
Let us know. Don't hold back.
Bellglade, all of it.
So we will be in the Fort Lauderdale area, August 6th through the 8th. Get your events ready. Get your people together. Let us know what's popping. And we are sliding through a city near you, baby. What's popping, Queen?
Your podcast.
Tell them about these last little goodbyes.
Look, it's always good vibes. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to SW Podcast. Like she said, look, hit us up. Let us know what's going on here in our surrounding area, Tallahassee, Midway, Quincy, Thomasville, Jefferson County, Wallcullar County, Taylor County, like wherever you may be. If we can jump in the car and come, we're going to jump in the car and come.
Look,
we take flights too, but hey, that's a whole nother situation. You might have to be paying for that.
because at this venture right now, you know, promo tours come out your own pocket. So our promo tour is really to get us out there. We're investing in ourselves because that's what you can't reap without investment. So we're putting it on the line to make sure that we can make sure that we benefit off this just as much as our people that we're trying to promote.
Stay positive, y'all. Continue to write, continue to video journal. As I always say, make sure you take a picture of yourself once a week. Look, get yourself dolled up. If you just want to take one just the way you're looking right then and there, just take it. You know what I'm saying? But look, stay positive. It's a lot going on out here, but you got to stay focused on what you need to stay focused on. I've been saying stay in your own lane. When you stay in your own lane and you worry about you and what you got going on, you can accomplish what you're trying to accomplish because you ain't worrying about nobody else. You ain't looking to the left. You ain't looking to the right. You looking straight forward and just paying attention to what you got going on your little line, your little straight line that you're trying to walk. So it's June. It's a new month. Look, my apostle said on Sunday, June is that miracle month. You better claim it. Everything you manifest out your mouth, which is actually in your heart, once you bring it forth from out your mouth, it shall manifest. So I'm saying, he says it's the miracle month. I'm saying everything that you speak shall manifest. So make sure you speak those positive words of life, joy, peace, success. Stay humble, people. Stay humble. Stay humble. And we appreciate you over here at SW Podcast.
We appreciate you.
Trust and believe we do.
We do. And again, thank you again for all of the people who came out to support our first brunch. We really appreciate you all.
Yeah.
And also, thank you to the young entrepreneurs that were in the building that made sure that the breakfast.
Yeah, shout out to the baby girl. Shout out to them three queens there because they, look, one took orders, the other two fixed food. So, you know, shout out to them. Oh, look, salute to those queens because they always be around when we need them. They always around with me. So appreciate y'all, ladies.
So to everyone else, if you weren't there last time, get there this time. I don't want to hear about we didn't tell you. You ain't get enough information. No. This is your responsibility. We want to make sure you in the building. So we give you the opportunity to get in the building, y'all. Yes. So if you can't make it, and just give us your love. And let us know, you know, that you support us from afar. Thank you, Joe. He said on Waffles was on point. Joe did say that in his mouth. He's talking about with the little powder sugar. It was hilarious. So yes, we appreciate y'all so much. Thank y'all for supporting us. It will be bigger and better next time. We are looking forward to catering to your conversational needs, your laughing needs, your self-love needs, and your belly. So make sure you're in the building next time. And look for us on this promo tour. If you don't know the tour dates, we will provide the tour dates. If we're not on tour on one of those weekends and you got something going on, let us know. Let us know. We love you. We like you. We appreciate you. Thank y'all so much. Until next time. Peace.